This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 24. Thomas. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his side, and put my fingers where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." I can understand Thomas's doubt. For whatever reason, he wasn't with the other disciples when Jesus first visited them after his resurrection, so he hadn't seen Jesus firsthand. Maybe he should have taken the disciples' word for it when they told him they had seen Jesus. Maybe he should have had more faith, or maybe he was just an untrusting sort of person. Whatever the case, Thomas said he just couldn't believe Jesus was alive until he saw Jesus for himself. When Jesus came again and Thomas could see him, Jesus was patient with Thomas. Jesus even showed Thomas what he said he needed to see in order to believe. But Jesus also noted that all who believe without seeing him will be blessed. Today, that includes you and me. Belief without seeing is the nature of our faith most of the time. We probably won't see Christ in person until we join him in eternity. Until then, though, we believe even though we have not seen. We are called to have faith in Jesus for who he is, all he has done, and all he has promised. We believe because others have seen, because others have witnessed, and because their testimony is in God's word to us, along with all of God's promises. We believe because the Spirit of God guides us into the truth of God's word and gives us faith. And in believing, we are blessed. Pray with me. Lord, help us to believe even though we have not seen. By your Spirit, lead us to know the truth that brings life in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.